Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours on iPad launch day. Oh. BT has got the wooden spoon from the Ofcom report into broadband speeds. It's an absolute travesty if you go and read the figures. If you're on BT broadband, you've got kick me written on your back because they are absolutely humping you blind. If you look at the average figures that are denoted for them, the up to 20 megabit service from BT averages 6.9 megabits per second to 8.7 megabits per second, whereas the same up to 20 megabit service from Virgin Media averages 17.4 to 18.6 megabits per second. Good God, it's bad. TalkTalk aren't much better. They're at 7.7. Sky up to 20 is only 7.4. And O2B up to 20 is 9.9. You're all getting humped blind. Top of the tree, Virgin 50 megabit service with an average of 47.2 megabits per second. Good God. And I've got to say, I've got Virgin and that's what I get. Not surprisingly then, Virgin are taking the opportunity to give everyone else a good old kicking in the media, saying that ISPs are treating their customers like mugs, and that the current report is a damning indictment of how good they are and how crap everyone else is. I couldn't agree more. A new UK advertising code has kicked in for Twitter and Facebook and all of those kind of people. If you live in the UK, then you'll be familiar with the Advertising Standards Agency, and they're the people that make sure that your advert is claiming something that's actually right and true and that you can't be misled by it. In the last couple of years, ASA have received 4,500 complaints of advertisements in social media, and they're not very happy, and quite right. They've pushed out some new regulations that say you've got to say that you've got a vested interest in stuff and that you must own up to it. Having said that, the ASA is pretty toothless. The only thing they can make you do is take it down, and most companies are putting that in as part of the strategy for marketing. Oh dear. The figures for last month's browser market share have been published, and in February 2011, Internet Explorer increased its market share. Good grief, up to 56.7. The one that lost out, Firefox. Quite surprisingly, I was thrown by that, but I have to say, I've stopped using it, and the reason I've stopped using it is Chrome has got so much better and Firefox has got so much worse. A lot of the plugins are really kludgy at the moment. Apple and Microsoft are mixing it up as usual. Microsoft have complained that the use of the term App Store is too generic to issue as a trademark, and Apple have bitten back saying, well, how the hell is Windows not? This is going to go on for quite a while and no one's probably going to win in the end, but as usual, because of the word app, Apple thinks they own it. Now, if you went to the Game Developers Conference this week in San Francisco, then you'd be very happy because yesterday Google gave away a CR48 laptop to every developer. And also, if you went to one of their sessions, you had the choice of a Motorola Zoom tablet or a Nexus S phone unlocked. Good God. Apparently, those sessions were, in quotes, well attended. Yes, I'd have gone myself if I could for that. God. And Android apps are going to be available soon on Amazon. Yes, the Amazon App Store for Android is going to launch later this month with apps at probably the same price as you're going to get them in the marketplace, but you'll be able to get them from a different source. And the way that Amazon have been controlling their music downloads and the way that they reinforce their customer policies with it, that might not be a bad thing. Sony Ericsson has announced that it's going to create a smarter Walkman phone. The Walkman brand has gone. It is dead. It is out with Nikon Coolpix. Do not do it. But they're bringing out the stylish orange W and threatening that they're going to bring back the Walkman experience. Not a chance in hell. PC gaming is up 20% in 2010. The figures that have been released show that $16.2 billion was spent on PC games, and that's a 20% growth in revenue. Now, based on the fact that PC games haven't actually increased that much in price, if anything, perhaps they've gone down, that's quite startling. Harvard and MIT have got their heads together and come up with a cancer detection machine. Basically, you get a small pinprick and it takes a sample of your tissue. It sticks it in an analyzer, which costs $200 to build, and it detects whether you've got cancer or not. Apparently, it's pretty accurate. 96% accurate, to be exact. And the good thing is it doesn't take an awful long time to do it. So you could have your diagnosis very, very quickly, and you could be out, and it could mean that the more expensive screening technologies are not as hampered. Yes. I'm sure there's a lot of people are going to feel really, really bad, and there'll be plenty of lawsuits from that 4% that are misdiagnosed, though. That needs a bit more care. And the iPad has got approval from the Federal Aviation Authority to replace paper flight charts and maps. So providing you've got a decent battery supply, you can use this thing to fly your plane around. Unfortunately, if your battery runs out, you're utterly lost. I'd keep a chart with you and a compass if I were you. And finally, Singer Chemistry Inc. has launched the hydrogen-producing cartridge. It's called the Mobile H2. The H2 comes from the H2O part of it because, actually, it runs on water. You stick in water, and apparently the device will charge depleted batteries on the go. Worth taking with you if you're in the desert, although you may want to keep the water for yourself. But the good news is, don't worry, because you can pee on it as well. Yes, your urine will do exactly the same thing. In fact, it'll actually produce just a fraction more. What a great idea that is. I must get one. I've always needed a can I can pee in. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Now, we're going to be back again this evening live at 6pm on the Bagel Tech Live channel on Ustream or through on our website on the live button. And you can hear what's going on with the iPad 2 launch as it happens. We'll be monitoring all the feeds and all the stuff so that we can come through and tell you exactly what's happening when it's happening. Come and join us. We've got Eric Lanigan with us, Kyle Swagger, and perhaps Andrew Stevens will be there as well, Dr. Happy Mac. Maybe even Will Green. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.